Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am pleased to welcome Eve from CYOR in Montenegro. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be a part of your radio.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to have you. Listen, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get into yachting? You know, what brings you to today?
All righty. So as I should tell you the story, how did I end up in yachting? I ended up very unpredictably, the way I like it the most. A friend of mine suggested me yachting just in the right time as I finished my studies. And to me, it was like four in one, like spending time with people all around, from all around the world, visiting so many places, a good industry standard, and improving my English skills. So for me, it was like, yes, that's it, such excitement. And I did it for 4 years. I made my way up from a laundry stewardess to a chief stewardess. It was so exciting working on private and charter boats all around the world and meeting people from all over. Such experience. But then at one point, I was like, let's put the anchor down. And then I created CYOR, which means create your own reality, a yacht agency based in Montenegro to be your host for that coastline.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company. What was the desire to do this? Was there a niche in the marketplace that needed to be filled? What makes you special in Montenegro?
So what I can definitely like make on the side that which makes me special is that before yachting, I used to work as well as a tour guide, which in one way makes me an expert for the territory of Montenegro. I know it like in detail. And then after working as a tour guide, I joined yachting as well just after my studies. And somehow when I was ready to put my anchor down, it really made the most sense for me to create the yachting agency CYOR because I still wanted to be a part of the industry, but from a different side. And yachting is really developing a lot in my country. And it really made sense for me to see myself now in this role as a yacht agent, where I can still be a part of the industry on one side, and then on the other side, discover people, Montenegro, and just be the host for that country.
Well, tell me a little bit about Montenegro. For those that aren't familiar with it, what are sort of the things that set it apart? What is so very special about where you are?
Well, you see, as I used to work as a tour guide, I really have that eye for detail about Montenegro. What makes it special is it's such a small country, not even a million population in Montenegro. And I'm not really sure now in detail about the square kilometers, but such a small country and... from the coastline, you only need like 2 hours to come to the north, to arrive to the north, where it's snowing, for example, at this time in the north, it's snowing. And at the coast, you can already take a swim. And it's just so special because it's so small. And it's like, we call it like the little Monaco. You have everything from historical to the adventurous side of Montenegro. And for such a small country, it's just so special that it has such a diverse history and very beautiful nature. High mountains that flow into the sea, stunning little beaches, hidden spots, so many different activities to do in nature. Like, I'm a really huge nature lover. And as I used to work as a tour guide, I have that feeling for historical buildings. And Montenegro has all of that. Of course, there is a touch of the globalization and glass buildings. And of course, as well, modernized. But it has that touch of uniqueness with their with its nature and the historical part, and that's what really makes Montenegro.
Well, I mean, the new ultra high net worth individual, they are looking for something that is family friendly, but as well has those hidden secrets that, you know, no man has gone before. They're looking for a brand new experience, something nobody else has ever experienced. Do you have those kind of things for the new ultra high net worth individual who are planning on almost living aboard with their family?
Right. Regarding to that question, I could definitely say it all depends on us, how we create our time. Montenegro definitely is a destination where we can create our time very creatively, doing all those different activities. Well, it's on us how much we are going to be creative with that time and what we are going to do. But Montenegro is definitely the destination where we can fulfill all those expectations.
So you do have things for children to do, like as far as culture and tour, like the educational side of things about Montenegro. You also have, you know, the sort of extreme side of things where perhaps the mother and father would like to go and do some extreme sports, etc. You have those things in Montenegro to offer to keep the entire family happy.
Yes, definitely. And as you mentioned, kids. Yes. So, you know, how that works, like mother and father would like to go somewhere and escape. There is definitely as well a spot for the kids to enjoy their time. For example, my older sister, she created as well a high standard kids club until the age of 14. Such a coincidence as you are asking already. Let me advertise her as well a little bit.
Let me ask you as well, what is the culture like there? What sort of things can people expect as far as culture and history and food?
So now when it's about the culture, to be honest, now on one side, I could definitely say that Montenegro is on one side, not absolutely, on one side very... like little a century backwards, but when it's like about the hospitality side, we can in restaurants expect very high standard services, and when it's about the food, we deliver all the Mediterranean delicious experiments of the Mediterranean. Fish, of course, is our specialty. And many different things, like regarding the food, Montenegro definitely has delicious, delicious restaurants.
What is a typical dish in Montenegro? Something that 100 years ago, grandma would cook for her grandchildren. What would you explain that dish for me?
Right. So there is quite a few. We are so near, we are just opposite of Italy, so we have quite a lot of same specialties as the Italians. But on this, as a prosciutto, for example, prosciutto is such a common traditional thing in Montenegro as well as in Italy. Cheeses, fish specialties, on the other side, you know, Montenegro used to be a part of ex-Yugoslavia before the 90s. So we have, when it's about the culinary side, there is really like specialties what are common from the Balkans. We call it sarma, that's like meat wrapped in veggies. You see, I'm a businesswoman. I'm not such a cool.
I've seen things like that before. Either it's meat wrapped in grape leaves, or it's meat wrapped in cabbage, or things like that.
Yeah, but I can definitely assure you that in Montenegro, you are not going to be hungry. There is so many specialties for you to taste.
And so if you're interested, like, It's beautiful, obviously. What type of climate can you expect?
Well, from springtime until the end of October, it's very lovely weather. Like from June to August, it's really warmer, like in the Caribbean, till 40 Celsius degrees. But already from March, it starts warmer weather. Like till this month, till now, it would be a little chilly during winter time. But for example, there would be boats what would choose Montenegro as a winter base, what's as well a great destination as winters on the coast are not that cold, but there is still like 2 hours away from the coast. There is the north where the crew and or as well the guests can do winter activities, and that's a special part of Montenegro because it's such a small country. You can do activities in one day from coast activities to those snow activities and have fun in snow until the month of April. And then already from April, it starts really like that spring and summer vibe and lovely weather all the way to October.
Well, you know what? It sounds absolutely amazing. I have not had the pleasure of being in Montenegro, and it is on my list of places to go. So I'll have to look you up and get you to take me around and be my tour guide, as it were.
I'm glad to hear. It will be my pleasure. Especially I used to work as a tour guide before yachting, so you got just the right connection.
Exactly. Well, you know what? If you could provide us with all of your social media handles, we'll make sure to place them below this interview when it airs. You know, I encourage people to get in touch with you if they are interested in heading over to Montenegro, checking out your company, checking out your website, and seeing what you can do for them and how you can create an absolutely spectacular vacation while they are there with their yacht.
Awesome. I can definitely assure that they will have a spectacular experience in Montenegro. Not regarding only that I'll be their host, but just Montenegro is just so unique and they will love it. There is as well many yachts that used to visit Montenegro just for a quick visit, as we have tax-free fueling, and then it would suit them just to do a quick visit. But I definitely would like to encourage you guys to visit Montenegro properly and experience it on a truly way, because it's really such a small, cute, little, stunning country.
Well, Eve, I thank you ever so much for your time. I want to say again to the audience out there, CYOR, create your own reality. We will make sure to provide all the links below this interview when it airs. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.